everybody, and welcome to this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. Later in the show, we're going to be having a big fixture preview with the legendary football writer from the northeast of England, Mr. Mark Carruthers. We're also going to be catching up this week with the managers at Morpeth Town and Mask United. And we're also going to be hearing from the interim player manager at Geisler, Liam Tong. But before all of that, let's welcome back a dear old friend to the show. Yes, that's right, everyone. It's a good old-fashioned results roundup. Here's James Hayes. Welcome back, James. How are you?
Evening, Ben. How are you doing?
I'm all right. I've missed you. It's been all this FA Cup, FA Trophy stuff. We've not had you on in a good couple of weeks. So welcome back.
Well, you'll be on the monthly show, so I think.
Yeah, we did. But we are going to cover off the league results from Saturday and from Tuesday. But it'd be remiss of us not to start with the FA Cup. Congratulations to the teams who made it through. It was a phenomenal afternoon. We do start, though, offering our commiserations. Firstly, to Leeds Town, a 3-1 defeat away at AFC Fylde. They gave it a good go, James, didn't they? 1-1 at one point in that game. Not bad at all from the NPL West Division side there, James.
Yeah, I think a lot of people were kind of expecting Leeds to actually win that game with how Fylde's season's gone already, but the league difference proved its point there a little bit at the same time. But again, Leeds went up there, gave it a good go. Still 5-game run in the FA Cup this year, and Leeds can hold their heads up high.
Yeah, a fantastic run from Leeds Town and Josh Breo there, the manager at Leeds Town. Commiserations, but congratulations at the same time. Commiserations to Macclesfield. They too got it to 1-1, but same result, 3-1 in the end to Alfreton Town.
Yeah, from the highlights we've seen on there, Alfreton just took the most of the chances there. But if you look at the bounce back from the Tuesday night game in the second, we'll discuss Macclesfield, known for a fact. It just wasn't to be on that day, really.
Yeah, they did bounce back in a big way on Tuesday night with a 2-1 away win at Marine. More on the league games in a second. But the last commiserations goes to Ashton United away at Kidderminster Harriers. But once again, we have to say a good cup run, but pip there by Kidderminster Harriers, the National League side.
Yeah, Ashton, furthest they've been in the FA Cup for a while. It's just now obviously a great opportunity next year to try and go one step further.
So commiserations to Ashton United, Macclesfield and to Leeds Town. But James, let's get to the good stuff now. First offering of congratulations goes to Marine, our fantastic 1-0 win at the Shea against our old friends Halifax Town.
Huge cup upset there. So Halifax have been flying in the National League this season too. Nice early goal, and they've done what they did in the cup run back in 2020.
Yeah, big congratulations to everyone at Marine and to Neil Young. And speaking of Neil Young, let's hear his post-match interview now from that fantastic win last Saturday at the Shea against Halifax in the fourth qualifying round of the FA Cup. Here's his post-match interview with thanks to Marine's YouTube channel.
Doesn't get much better, does it, at the moment? I think the performance of the boys out there, the work, great, the work ethic, you know, particularly second half, they bring players on, top-class players on, and passing the ball around. All lads were on the out on the feet. Thought first half we were very good. We could have had more than the one goal that we got. We should have done to very little. I think keep maybe a couple of good saves and should have been better in one or two situations. But to come here, you know, I think it's one place outside the playoffs. You know, as I say, a number of injuries. But overall, the work ethic of the players, I'm absolutely delighted.
Neil Young there, manager of Marine, and a big thank you to the media team at Marine. A link to their YouTube channel is available in the description to this podcast. And up next for Marine, when it comes to the FA Cup, should say the first round ties take place on Saturday the 4th of November. Marine host Harrogate Town. I mean, we will cover that off in a fixture preview in a couple of weeks' time, but that's a fantastic draw, isn't it, for Marine?
Yeah, fantastic draw. And again, a winnable, because Harrogate haven't had the strongest of starts in League 2 this season at the moment. But a good old-fashioned NPL tie from many moons ago. And again, Marine will be right up for it, especially being a home game in that one as well.
Yeah, and also big congratulations to Worksop Town. A 3-2 victory over Boston United on Saturday. What a result, James. Boston took the lead in that game. Then that man, Liam Hughes, got an equaliser minutes later. Straight out of the blocks in the second half, Worksop Town go 2-1 up. Then Boston United get an equaliser. Then Terry Hawksbridge from the penalty spot just after the hour mark makes it 3-2 to Worksop. And Worksop managed to hold on, get the result. They're through to the next round. Congratulations to Worksop.
Yeah, and I think, no disrespect there to Boston United at the same time, I think everyone was looking at Worksop to be, you know, if anyone's going to go through in a cup, it's going to be Worksop, not just because of getting home advantage, the only team at home and into the first round themselves. And it's just, I think it's a reward for their year in general, really, obviously winning the East Division last year the way they did.
Yeah, and 2023 isn't finished yet. Next up for Worksop in the FA Cup on the 4th of November will be an away game at Edgeley Park, taking on Stockport County. What a tie that is for Worksop Town. But let's go back to the post-match from Saturday. Worksop Town defeating Boston United by 3-2 in the 4th qualifying round of the FA Cup. Let's hear the post-match reaction now from Worksop manager. Here's Craig Parry.
It's unbelievable at a minute in time. Just really is a special moment. You know, it's hard to take in at the minute. Obviously, we're only just 5-10 minutes after the game, but I'm just so glad, so proud for them. Players in there, they deserve this. The families deserve it. We always preach, you know, about ourselves being collective. I look behind me, there's my kids out on the pitch, players' kids out on the pitch, that's what it's about. And it takes us into a special moment now, you know, being in the first round draw.
Craig Parry there speaking with Worksop Town's YouTube channel. Big thank you to the media team at Worksop Town there for that interview. All these interviews we're playing, James, they're historic, aren't they? Because you don't get through to the first round of the FA Cup that often. And speaking of history, James, let's go to Whitby Town now. Whitby Town, a 2-2 draw with Chelmsford City on Saturday afternoon. That in itself is a good result. But I think you said it. I think Swampy said it. I think Berkey said it. And Simo definitely said it. If they take it back to the Turnbull Ground, Whitby have got a good chance. Well, how good was the chance they had, James, on Tuesday night?
Great 3-1 win, and Junior Mondale last minute just to see, like, first opportunity in 20 years into the first round. But it's going to be a long trip for him, obviously, but...
Yeah, Whitby, by the way, will be traveling to Bristol Rovers. But congratulations to Whitby Town. We obviously catch up with Paul and Andrew a lot on this show. So for Paul Connolly, for Andrew Snaith, for Nathan Haslam, dead happy for everyone at the club. But let's hear how happy Nathan Haslam was on Tuesday night. Let's hear his post-match interview with thanks to Whitby Town's YouTube channel.
Yeah, well, listen, it's, as I've been reminded, a whole new generation of Whitby fans have got the pleasure of going in the first round proper, and I can't praise my lads any more than what the fans have given there. It's been a journey. You know, that was the objective at the start of the season. You always want an FA Cup run. And to a man, you know, in each round they've delivered. They've put the chances away. I think we were unlucky on Saturday. We should have put it to bed then. But we've gone again, and, you know, they had a bad day at the office on Saturday. I think it was us that made them that way. We've done exactly the same again tonight. The class that we showed, the courage, the bravery, the aggression, without fear, everything that we did was on the front foot. And we did that right the way through the tie. And, you know, we were thoroughly deserved winners to go through.
Nathan Haslam there speaking with Whitby Town's YouTube channel after that historic 3-1 victory over Chelmsford City on Tuesday night in the replay in the 4th qualifying round of the FA Cup. Fantastic stuff. Congratulations to Worksop Town, to Marine and to Whitby Town. And just a reminder, the links to all the YouTube channels that we've used for this week's show are available in the description to this podcast. And a big thank you to all the media teams. Now, James, it's enough about the FA Cup. We will return to it in a couple of weeks' time. Next week, we should say, we are going to have a big FA Trophy preview. I've got Andrew Simpson back next week for that. So we will be covering off the FA Trophy next week. But James, while I've got you here, let's discuss the league. We've already mentioned one result. That was a midweek result on Tuesday night when Macclesfield returned to action after their FA Cup exit and defeated Marine by 2-1. That's bouncing back right there, isn't it? What a reaction.
Yeah, we mentioned before, Macclesfield proving a point again. You look at the last couple of games for them at the same time. They've lost it in the second half, and it nearly came a third match in a row. But again, Macclesfield dug deep, came back into it, and just proven that they've got the capabilities to challenge the league. Yeah, they're still the 10 points behind at this moment in time. But everyone in that top four, top five now has pretty much played the same amount of games. There's only Ilkeston that's played a game more, and Marine, with the cup games going forward and cup replays, have got a game in hand. But keeping themselves in that top four, five, six situation, great way to bounce back and again just put morale back into the team to go on a potential good run.
Well, Macclesfield up to fourth. Ashton United, they stay in third position. Ashton United with a fantastic 5-0 win, though. Speaking about bouncing back after your cup exit, Ashton United beating Matlock Town by 5-0 on Tuesday night. So Ashton United join Warrington Rylands on 24 points, 6 points behind Radcliffe. Radcliffe with a 3-0 win over Ilkeston Town in the game of the day on Saturday afternoon when it comes to league matches. At the same time, Gainsborough Trinity drew 1-1 with the aforementioned Warrington-Rylands. Warrington-Rylands getting an equaliser in added time.
Yeah, a great header to get the equaliser. But Radcliffe at the moment, just the only game they've lost so far is against Marine and against Morpeth on artificial pitches. But Radcliffe have played everyone in that top nine at this moment, except for Ashton, who they've got coming up on Saturday.
Yeah, and we will have a fixture preview for this weekend's big matches, not just Radcliffe taking on Ashton United, but across the board on Saturday in the league, as we'll be joined by Mark Rovers later in the show. So the top five after this week's matches in the league, Radcliffe up out in front, 6 points clear of Warrington Rylands and Ashton United. Macclesfield in fourth, 10 points behind Radcliffe, and a point ahead of Marine, who finish off the top five. They're on 19 points. Also on 19 points, Ilkeston, but Marine do have two games in hand. Hyde United also on 19 points, but they have a game in hand over Ilkeston Town. Their last outing on Saturday, a 3-0 victory over Bradford Park Avenue. That's some result for a team who, last weekend, we were saying, where are the goals coming from? Well, there's three of them on Saturday at the Horsfall Stadium.
Good result that as well, particularly because even though Bradford down the bottom of the table, they did have a sturdy defence before that game. They only conceded 14 goals prior to the Hyde game. So Hyde scored there and win 3-0 the way they did. Great effort there. Hyde has four in a row now for Hyde. And again, they're just getting that form going to go, jumping towards the top end of the table. But as I said before, anyone in that top nine, potentially even Morpeth in 10th, has that capable to go on a good run. And you've still got the sides from the cup runs with games in hand too to join that little bit of a battle.
Hyde United up to seventh now, 19 points. Workington, they too are on 19 points. Their last outing in the league was a 2-2 draw at Matlock Town. Matlock Town did have a 2-0 lead in that game up until the 72nd minute, and then Workington scored two goals back within 10 minutes there in Derbyshire. So Workington up to eighth. Matlock, incidentally, 14th. Just 4 points outside the playoffs. That's how close things are at the moment. But our next interview on this week's show takes us to Morpeth Town. Morpeth Town were struggling away from home this season, heading into their game on Saturday against FC United, a team who defeated Morpeth Town in the FA Trophy the previous Saturday by 4-1. Morpeth Town came to North Manchester, left with 3 points, and scored 5 goals, James, against FC United. What's your thoughts on that one? That's FC United's first league defeat at Broadhurst Park this season. That's Morpeth Town's first away win in the league.
Great comeback there from Morpeth. I mean, you look at the form tables. It's just a Morpeth we've seen back from 2018-2019 starting to kick into force a little bit too. So they've got some tough fixtures coming up. But if they can get through there, they'll be up towards the playoff positions in the near future if they can get the results. It's a great catalyst going forward. And again, just a great way to bounce back from that FA Trophy defeat.
Let's catch up now with the Morpeth Town manager. And it's a big welcome back to the show to Craig Lynch. Craig, a big thank you for joining us and congratulations for that victory on the road at Broadhurst Park on Saturday. How was your afternoon in North Manchester?
Yeah, well, it was very surprising, to say the least, to be honest with you. Even before kick-off, never mind if 1 minute past three when we went 1-0 down. But come 10-5, I was elated. I thought the lads were fantastic. It was a performance, to be honest, I didn't see coming after the week before, but give myself a little pat on the back. The staff and the players, we put a lot of effort in there looking over the first half and what went wrong and what we could try and do to nullify FC United. And the lads, look, you can do what you want, but the lads have got to go out there and put it together on the pitch. And I thought they were fantastic, every single one of them. The lads coming on, the 11 that start. And it's probably the first time we've had 6 shots only in a game, but we scored 5. Whereas previous weeks we've had double figures in shots and maybe scored 1 or 2. So it was one of them games, but look, it was a massive 3 points for us. I was delighted.
Yeah, and it was one of those games as well, pretty similar to the previous game in the FA Trophy where, I mean, FC United, I think, had 5 or 6 shots that afternoon and 4 went in. It was kind of the same on Saturday back in the league as well. And you must be pleased with, you mentioned the squad there, you were missing some players as well on Saturday.
Yeah, well, we had to change the 2 centre-halves. Mickey plays a lot for us anyway, but Ryan Womble played left-back on the previous Saturday. He can play anywhere, Ryan. He's a great lad, great player. And Jeff, our captain, was suspended. Liam Noble was suspended. Chris Reid was injured, who's basically the spine of the team. And look, like I've said before, I think we've got a good squad this year. And we've got lads that have just come in. And like I said, Ryan Womble, I thought, was brilliant alongside Mickey Turner and icing on the cake for him to score 2 goals. So it was massive for us. We needed it. We had 3 defeats in 3 different competitions. And we knew the FC United game was going to be really hard. Then we got Macclesfield at home on Saturday, then Lancaster on Tuesday. So we needed like everyone does, but we need to get as many points on the board as quick as we can. And getting 3 points on Saturday doesn't take the pressure off the next two games, but it stands us in good stead for a little. We've got a little mini break after the Lancaster game.
Obviously, as well, it's an away win, which have been pretty rare this season thus far. So that's another thing where you don't, the next away game, there's not too much riding on it anymore with that regard. That's gone from the back of everyone's mind now, that record.
Yeah, definitely. Like I said, sometimes when it drags on, look, I think we were second or bottom away from home, the form table behind Belper last season, and it let us down. Our home form wasn't as good as what it has been. So that's why we were near the bottom. It doesn't lie. And as the months are going on, you don't get that win. It does play on people's minds and it becomes an issue. But scoring 5 at FC United, I was blown away. And like I said, we got fortunate with a couple, but we've got to be in them positions to make it count, and we were. So Lancaster's never an easy place to go either, but we were four defeats at FC United before Saturday. And Lancaster, we've had a mixed bag, more bad than good. So we go there next Tuesday night full of confidence. And then Macclesfield at home, what a game for Saturday. We're unbeaten in the league. We know Macclesfield are going to give us a proper test, and we've got to stand up to it.
And you're just 3 points from the playoff positions. Admittedly, it's early days, I get that. But when we spoke about a month or so ago, we were talking about the start of the season being much better than last year. I think we can safely say that now, a few months into the season, that's for sure.
Yeah, definitely. And consistency was our downfall last season. And we've just got to make sure this time now, between now and December, we keep chipping away. We get to the new year. If we're 6 points off the playoffs, I would take that all day long. We want to be looking up, not down. So we're in a good place. It's going to be a strange one mentality-wise, because the last Saturday in October and the first Saturday in November, we don't have games. So we've got a mini break after the Lancaster game, and we don't come back till Tuesday the 7th against Worksop away. So we're gonna dig deep the next two games. I'm going to utilise the squad. We've got a small squad. We had a small squad anyway, but we've left 3 lads go on loan. Josh King's gone out, Connor Thompson's gone out, Ben Sayre's gone out. But we've got a team that lads want to play every week, and it's hard when you've got 6 or 7. You kind of change it all the time. So we're probably going to have 3 or 4 subs. So if everyone stays fit, everyone's going to be needed over the next two games, and then we'll re-look at it before the Worksop game on the 7th of November.
That's interesting, because you had 4 subs, didn't you, at the weekend? So that's a deliberate thing where you're getting as many players match ready as possible. We've got some players out on loan and that kind of thing, and you're happy to do that and get your 11 out plus as many subs as you actually need, rather than players on the fringes just sitting there.
Yeah, look, we've had lads like Ben Sayre's been in the club 9 years, he's been a fantastic 7, but he's missed a lot of games for different reasons this season, and it's the first year he's not played consistently, so he's wanted to go out on loan, and I owe it to him, the club do, because he's been a great 7, so he's gone out. But we had 2 lads from the academy on the bench on Saturday, so really we only had 2 real subs and 2 young lads that hadn't played a minute for us. We got 1 lad on for the last 5 minutes of injury time. But to be honest, I'm one of them. You can only make 3 subs. So if we've got 3 subs on a Saturday, it's not the end of the world. I know managers put players on the bench who aren't even fit, but you can only make 3 subs. So if I've got 3 subs for a Saturday, I know they're all ready to perform. So I'm more than happy with going with that. It's one of them where my bite is you get a couple of injuries. But we've got good relationships. We've done well with lads from Gateshead. We've got Fenton John, who will be available Saturday from Middlesbrough. We've had a couple from Sunderland. So look, I think if we need to go out and dig and get players in, we can do. But I don't want good lads sitting on the bench, because I've been there myself, and you start thinking negatively about the manager. I'd rather them go out, play football, enjoy the football. Look, it's a second hobby behind normal work. It's a second work in life. So I'd rather them be happy, and then when we need them to come back, at least we'll be firing and we'll be buzzing, because you played first team football, wherever that may be. So I'm just trying to get the balance right between players who are going to be in and around the squad who I can give games to, and players who I don't want to think, oh, I hate Lynch. He's sitting us on the bench every week. I'm going around the country. I hate football, because I've been there myself, and there's no worse feeling. So if it means that I've got to get a few lads from the academy, so be it. Be good enough. Be young lads, but it's a learning curve for them as well.
Well, that takes us to this weekend. You mentioned Lancaster away on Tuesday. That's a tough game, but this is a tough game as well on Saturday. You've already mentioned it, but Macclesfield at Craig Park. What's your thoughts on this challenge this weekend?
Yeah, I said, Ross, our media guy, I said, Macclesfield probably is the first fixture everyone looks at, because when I'm growing up, it's a football league club. So I know we've had, obviously, the adversity and the problems over the years, and that's how we found themselves in our league. But look, it's a massive club. that's had loads of interest, loads of following with Robbie Savage, Mark Duffy being a fantastic footballer, took the job, and we've got brilliant players. So it's a great game that we're looking forward to. It's not an FA Cup final where, like I've just said, we look at it and think, oh, we want to beat them. Does any team want to beat anyone? We're at home. They'll want to come here. We've had a fantastic result on Tuesday against Marine. They're going to want to back that up now. They'll probably see us as an easier game, I'd imagine. But we've got to make sure that it's not. And I think the way we start games has got to be quicker. I'm under no illusions. Teams will look at us and think, first 5 minutes, we've conceded this amount of goals. So if we stay in the game, I think we've got every chance. We beat Radcliffe at home. We beat Southport at home. We've got to learn our lesson from FC United last week. And hopefully we can give Macclesfield a really good game on Saturday.
Well, Craig Lynch, manager of Morpeth Town, big, big thank you for taking the time out of your day to join us on this week's show. Congratulations again for the result last weekend. A big good luck in the coming matches, and we'll catch up again very soon.
Thank you very much, Ben. Always a pleasure.
Craig Lynch there, manager of Morpeth Town, joining us here on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. Back to the results from last weekend. Guiseley are now up to 12th, James. A 2-0 win over Stafford Rangers. And it's going well with Liam Tong in interim charge. That's for sure at the moment. I think that's 4 games unbeaten now on the spin in all competitions and 2 straight wins there in the league.
2 straight wins. And the guys who were one of the teams we put forward to be competing at the top end at the start of the season, I think everyone kind of expecting that. So again, sleeping giants a little bit. They did something similar last year too, if I remember rightly, and started picking up points towards the end. Great form coming back into it, and they got a trophy run from there as well.
Well, let's catch up now with the interim manager at Guiseley. It's a big welcome to the show, to Liam Tong. Well, Liam, a big thank you for joining us, and congratulations for that 2-0 win over Stafford Rangers on Saturday. It's been a good month with you in interim charge at Nevermore. How's it going?
Yeah, I think it's been a bit of a whirlwind this last month. Like you say, it can always be difficult when a club's in transition of management, but I think the lads themselves, me obviously implementing a few things with the other coaching staff, the support from the board, the chairman, the fans, it couldn't have gone any smoother. I think Saturday tops that sort of month off. The lads know that obviously it's just the start of where we want to be and what we need to do. So it's about, I always reiterate the point of taking it one game at a time, and hopefully don't look too far into the future, because that's where sometimes it can become a downfall.
You signed for the club in the close season 6 months later. Could you imagine that you'd be in this position?
Yeah, like I say, I never thought, like when I signed, obviously I'd be made club captain and then straight after become sort of manager. But it's a massive honour. I feel like to be trusted with the role at such a young age, like I say, I'm only 26, to be trusted with it at such a young age and to actually be put into that position, even just as captain, was a massive privilege. But especially now, being in sort of that interim management role for the time being, it's fantastic. It can go either way. I'm fortunate enough that so far I'm on the right end of it, but it's a stepping stone for myself, but more importantly for the club and obviously moving forward.
What were your initial priorities when you come in as interim manager? What's your priorities at that point? Because, you know, you're still a player as well. So how do you go about picking the squad up again and going on a run like you have, this unbeaten run?
Yeah, I think personally for me, because I was injured and because I'm still injured, it gave me a bit of a sense of purpose, give me that buzz again for a 3 o'clock kickoff. I think when you're injured, it can become increasingly more difficult, especially when you're not involved. I think when you do lose a manager, it's more important and more prevalent that the lads stick together and play for the club at their best in that transition period. I've been fortunate enough that the lads who I've got and the lads who I'm teammates with in that, we have a very good dressing room. So in that sense, it became a whole lot easier for me. In terms of picking the team, I think the best teams in our league and the best teams that have always won things are teams that utilise squad depth. You can probably see in ours, we've got bags of quality, we've got lots of experience, and that's not just a consistent same 11, it's utilising lads when people might not be 100% and things like that, and I've experienced that as a player. So again, yeah, it's probably the most difficult job when you've got 16, 17, even 19 lads fully fit, how you pick a squad of 16 and then ultimately pick a squad of 11. I'm fortunate enough that the lads understand the difficult position I'm in, not only as their teammate, but as sort of the management role. So in that sense, it's been quite easy, but there's always that bit in the back of your mind where if I was in their position, naturally as football players, we're going to be gutted if we're not in the team. But I'm fortunate enough that the lads have took it in the stride, and when they have come on maybe as a sub or not been involved, they're still there supporting the lads, supporting me. So yeah, it's been brilliant so far.
Yeah, I mean, just looking at the team you put out on Saturday, you've got the likes of Tom Denton in there, Tom Pratt, you know, Reece Kendall. It's a good squad, isn't it, like you say, and good experience in there.
Yeah, like you say, we've got a good mix of experienced lads. Lads who are at the peaks, good ages. We've got young lads in there that have obviously made the step up. And it doesn't sort of... The quality of your team can come down to lots of factors. And I think if you have a good dressing room, you can pick up a lot of points by having that good dressing room. And I think we've got one of those dressing rooms, I feel like, that can get you and grind out good results. Everton Coles was probably the prime example where you can grind out results even though when you're not at your best, and you can see how it brings lads together when you come off the pitch with 3 points, and you can see how much it means to lads and working hard for each other. I think that can play a massive part. I think sometimes people can get caught up on how good players are, but ultimately if they don't gel as a team and they don't work hard as a team, it's never going to work. So, yeah, we've got great quality. The squad, we knew at the start of the season we probably weren't where we needed to be and where we want to be, but taking it one game at a time has massively helped us. Like I say, if you look too far in the future, you can get caught up on where you need to be by Christmas and where you should be, rather than, like say, the way we've got about it so far, taking it one game at a time, results go your way, you can slowly move up that table and be in a good position.
Yeah, you've definitely moved up the table, that's for sure, in the last month or so. But before I come to the upcoming games in the league, just to mention for the FA Trophy as well, because a fantastic result at the North Elm to defeat Gainsborough Trinity, who've been really good at home this season in the FA Trophy, sets up that game at the end of the month against Walsall Wood. Obviously, we saw what Walsall Wood did against Ilkeston. It's a tough game, isn't it, at the end of the month in the first round of the trophy?
Yeah, definitely. Like I say, we did really well to go to Gainsborough. They scored 9 goals, not lost in 8 at home. We did a bit of homework on them. We knew how clinical they can be from set pieces, and I think it was a perfect away performance. Obviously, you look at the draw, you can get anyone, and I've always said across the leagues, below us and above us, anyone can beat anyone on the day. You can see that in the FA Cup, teams that have gone on runs before. It doesn't matter how good you are or what level you are, if you're not at it for that 90 minutes, results can go your way. People will expect us to go there and win, but ultimately we just treat it like another game, and you have to respect your team and respect the opponents that you're playing against, because if you don't, you will get outrun, you will get beaten, and teams have done that in the past. Teams at our level, you look at Marine going on a good cup run, and you look at the first round draw now, these teams still in there fighting it away with the big teams, obviously professional teams. But ultimately, yeah, sets us up. Hopefully we've got a big week. We've got Ilkeston Saturday, Marine Tuesday, and then obviously the FA Trophy Saturday. So a bit of momentum going into that, and hopefully come away with a win and we get ourselves in the draw.
And just an update on yourself as well, Liam. Just an injury update as well, because you are a good player. I hope you don't mind me saying that. So
it'd
be good to get you back, I'm imagining, on the pitch. But how are you enjoying it more generally? I mean, what does the future hold? Because this has been a good start to your managerial career.
Yeah, like I say, I've probably experienced it. My job, obviously, being a PE teacher and working with the England universities as a coach as well, that's probably helped me, and just the sort of person I am in and around every club that I've been at. But yeah, I'm about 2 weeks away from full contact training, so I'm ahead of schedule. I think initially we were looking at sort of the end of November before I'd even be involved, so it's nice to know that everything that I've been doing off the pitch and doing my runs before the lads turn up and sort of switching into that managerial role, it's paying off. But yeah, it's probably never expected at the age of 26 to be in this position, but like I say, it's gone really well at the moment. I couldn't really ask for a better start, if I was being honest. Probably lost out on points against Ashton at home. But like I say, on the day, if you don't get the rub of the green, decisions can go the wrong way for you. But yeah, ultimately, like I say, I'm really enjoying it. I feel like it's a good bit of a foundation and experience for me personally, especially later on in my career when it may be something I look to do full-time when my playing career stops. It's definitely an avenue that I want to take, and I feel like over the last few weeks or so, and the relationships I've built and the impact I've had, I've really got the foundations to probably go on and have a successful career as a manager. So yeah, it's just nice to know that I can back myself and I trust myself to do the job even at an early age. And as I get older, the more experience I get and the more knowledge I get and the more I learn off people around me, I'd like to think it'd only make me get better. So yeah, it's been brilliant.
Oh, good stuff. And we mentioned Walsall Wood at the end of the week, but busy week coming up. Ilkeston, like you say, Marine. Looking forward to this challenge in the league, this tough doubleheader with two playoff chasers.
Yeah, tough two games. Like I say, Ilkeston have been on a good run. Obviously, they got beat off Walsall Wood, who we got the FA Trophy, and that just highlights if you're not at it on your day, teams will punish you. So, yeah, Saturday, no matter, I always say every game in our league, every game you play, it's always a difficult game. The way the game's advanced and the quality of players at every level of football now, no game's easy. The league, I've always said, will be as tight as it is now all the way through the season. You can go away and get beat 3-4-0 if you're not at it on the day. So, yeah, like I say, go on to every, all our attention goes on to Saturday. Focus on Ilkeston, and then we recharge, refresh, ready for Tuesday, and then all our attention goes on to that game. I'm a massive believer in taking it one game at a time and not worrying about what's ahead and just obviously focusing on the present.
Well, Liam Tong, interim manager at Geisler, a big, big thank you for taking the time out of your day to join us on this week's show. Big good luck in the coming matches and in the FA Trophy, and we'll catch up again very soon.
No worries, appreciate it, pal. Thank you very much.
Liam Tong there, interim manager at Geisler, joining us here on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. As mentioned there, Geisler on 16 points. We're a posse of teams all on 16 points. Worksop Town, who've only played 9 games, incidentally. Morpeth Town, Whitby Town. Whitby Town have also only played 9 games. Geisler and FC United. Matlock Town, as we mentioned earlier, they're on 15 points. Lancaster City, who didn't play at the weekend, they're in 15th on 14 points. They too have only played 9 games. Bamber Bridge weren't in action either this past week. They're in 16th, having played 10 games on 13 points. Gainsborough Trinity with that 1-0 draw against Warrington Rylands on 12 points after 11 games. Bradford Park Avenue in 18th on 9 points after 11 games. Then we've got Stafford Rangers just beneath that relegation line. And then Mask United have leapfrogged themselves off the bottom of the table and now find themselves in 20th on 6 points. That's after a 1-0 win over Basford United. Edward Church there scoring right on half-time, James, for that crucial 3 points.
Yeah, I don't like saying it's 6 points this early in the season because, again, teams can bounce back. Great win at home. They lost that game. They're doing 6 points behind Bradford Park Avenue. Instead, pressure is now on Basford and Everton. I know Everton didn't play this weekend and they've got a game more against the other sides around them. But it's just a vital one just to steady the ship a little bit, I think, there at the same time.
Let's say now from the manager at Mount Pleasant, it's a big welcome to the show, to Graham Lee. Graham, a big thank you for joining us. And first is first, big congratulations for that victory last Saturday afternoon. An important game and an important 3 points there against Basford. How was your afternoon at Mount Pleasant?
Yeah, listen, it was a much needed win. We haven't started the season. What a light, probably a learning curve for myself coming into this league and realising how good the standard is. And the quality of the opposition. So it's been tough. We've been giving ourselves uphill battles each game, conceding too many goals in the first half, and then you're chasing the game. So it was pleasing to go in at 1-0 up, and then it was about what can we do in the second half? Can we stay in the game? Can we be solid enough? And the pleasing thing with that, the lads stood up and all of them were counted, and like I said, we kept the clean sheet, which was massive for us.
And I saw you a couple of weeks ago with the FC United game, and you look at the squad, obviously there's some quality players there, everyone knows about Adam Boyes. I thought Gadebo was your best player on the night as well, so it is a good squad you've got there.
It is. I've had no qualms in what we've got going forward. We were just conceding far too many goals, so we were just taking ourselves out of games all too quickly. So it's nice having good players, but we've got to be men on the pitch and be resolute on there and work for each other, and that's what we did on Saturday. With everyone from the front to the back, work for each other, fought for each other. We were hard to be broke down, which is what we haven't done this season, and if we can be like that, then I know we've got enough quality in the team to cause other teams problems.
And we mentioned it earlier, just how it's so early on in the season, it seems a ridiculous question to ask, but how important was that 3 points more generally against Basford United, especially when you tie into the fact you've got Atherton Colts this weekend? It just feels like one 6-pointer after another, to put it like that.
Any game, run of form we were on, any game was important to get any sort of results. And like I said, with Basford being down bottom end with us, it was probably added that little extra bit of pressure, but a much needed win, and we're thankful we got it, but we need to build on that, and hopefully it gives the lads the confidence getting that result. It's any game at this moment in time is a vital win for us, and especially with a team who were down the bottom end with us. So it was a massive win for us, and like I said, hopefully that gives us a bit of belief and a bit of confidence going into our next game.
Now, I'll come to the Atherton Colts game in a second, but just a general catch-up, Graham, because we've not spoke this season. You mentioned the learning curve that you've been on. I mean, how are you settling into things at Mount Pleasant?
Yeah, listen, wins make things feel a little bit better, but I know I've got a hard task on my hands. I came in knowing that end of pre-season, you feel as though you're getting somewhere. The squad was looking strong and what I believed. I went into the first two games and thought, well, actually, we're probably a little bit too short. And then it's been just trying to find the right players to add and bring in just to make us a bit more competitive in the league. And like I said, I've always been confident with what we had going forward. It was just making sure we can be more solid at the back. So thankfully, big George Cora came back on Saturday, who was out on loan. He missed pre-season, so he needed some game time. He had a loan, got some game time, he came back. And if he can play like that for us each week, then he's going to give us a chance, because he was exactly what we needed at the time.
And just a general question about the standard of the league, because obviously you played league football, you know, managed at Hartlepool. What do you make of this level of the game and just how competitive this division is this season? Because there's an argument to be made for a lot of teams making the playoffs. There's a lot of teams who could drop down towards the bottom end of the table. It's a very competitive league, this one, isn't it?
It is. I've been nothing but impressed, really, with the standard, the players. There's probably each team you play, like three or four players who are, I look and think, how's he not playing the Football League? Or you could see there's lads who could easily step up another couple of leagues. But these squads, the teams, they're all organised. They know how they want to play. I'm not new to it because my dad was a manager in the non-leagues all the way from my childhood. And he was Whippy manager, Gateshead manager, Bishop Auburn manager, Spennymoor. So I've been around these levels. It's just when you first stand in it, and it's like the learning curve. What I thought about was the right players, what are competitive for this league. And sometimes here in pre-season, you get a little false sense of security and sense of, yeah, we look right, what we've got. And then I've quickly realised we need to strengthen in certain areas. And you know, that's what we're still going to be trying to do.
And just about what the mood at the club is like now after, you know, that win against Basford United. Good results like that, it breeds a good atmosphere as well.
Yeah, listen, the bunch of players we've got, as much as we've lost games, I haven't come in and seen the doom and gloom. Every training session we have with the lads, the intensity is what you want. And they come in, they smile, they're ready to go again. It was just, for one reason or another, the match day, we were just literally, teams had three attacks on us and we'd be 3-0 down. It was just like, so it was like trying to keep that belief and keep that confidence in. And you work on things in training, and it was, what you looked at train looked like it was the right things, and then again you'd go concede another 3 or 4 goals in the game. So it was always frustrating, but the atmosphere with the lads was always there. It was always, and that's what gives you, like as staff, a bit of confidence that the heads hadn't dropped. They were still believing, they were still fighting in train, still working hard in train. So, and that's hopefully, like I said, that result on Saturday rewards them for the hard work that they are given. And then we have to now kind of sit and go, we've won a game, it's about can we win the next game. And we've got another massive game on Saturday.
Well, that then takes us to Atherton Colts this weekend. I've already used that football cliche about it being a six-pointer and all that, which is ridiculous considering we're not even in November yet. But it does feel like a big game. You've got Workington as well at home on Tuesday night. So it's a big couple of games coming up.
Yeah, listen, like I said earlier, we all say every game is massive for us. Where we are in the league at the moment, we want to be picking points up quickly. We have to build on last week. We have to have a bit of confidence. We have to play with the same tempo. Everything about last week's performance, the lads probably raised the intensity probably by about 10-20%, and that was backed up by the stats in the game. And they can't set standards and then drop. And they realise, I think we've done it 2 or 3 times in this season where we're really at a high intensity throughout the game, and we've kept ourselves in games when we have done that. So it's about being the same now. Consistency is massive for us. And like I said, if we can stay in games and be solid at the back, I always feel as though we're going to create some chances.
Yeah, I didn't even mention Bradford Park Avenue next Saturday as well. The big hits just keep on coming, don't they, for yourselves? But just a closing question, Graham. It does come across in this interview loud and clear, but how much are you enjoying it at Mount Pleasant, especially after last Saturday's win? Like you said, it feels like it's going in the right direction. So how much are you enjoying it?
I'm enjoying the challenge. My circumstances at home, so like meant I have to restrict myself to being around this area, which is from home life, from my wife being poorly. So
the opportunity came around, and I just thought to myself, why not? It's a challenge, but it's me back in the game, and something I'll enjoy, and it hasn't let me down. It's been a challenge, but it is something I enjoy. I've got one of my good friends who's been at Mass for many years, Ian Clark, who was my assistant, which is nice, and he knows the club, knows the league, so he's a massive help to me. And it's going to be a challenge, but I knew that when I took the job on him, like I said, and I'm enjoying the challenge. Sometimes you can iron over the cracks with a win, come away and you're all smiles, but you know there's a lot more hard work to be done, and I'll be doing it, the staff will be doing it, and the players will be doing everything to make sure we can climb up this league.
Well, Graham Lee, manager of Mask United, a big, big thank you for taking the time out of your day to join us on this week's show. Congratulations for that win against Basford last week. All the best at Atherton Coles on Saturday, and we'll catch up again very soon.
Brilliant, thank you.
Graham Lee there, manager of Mask United, joining us here on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. Well, James, that's all the results from last weekend and this past week. Big congratulations once again to everyone who made it through to the first round proper of the FA Cup. It's not bad having three NPL sides in the first round, so congratulations. But James, just before we go, a big plug for the social media channels as we head back to League Matters this weekend.
Yeah, so on X, formerly known as Twitter, Northern Premier League, and then on Facebook, Instagram, Threads, TikTok and YouTube, official Northern Premier.
Good stuff. Well, James Hayes, a big thank you for joining us on this week's show. You have a lovely weekend, and we'll be catching up again next week.
Nice same to you, Ben. Thank you.
Well, a big thank you to James Hayes for joining me on this week's show. But for the first time, quite a while actually, it's now time to look at the league in granular detail, because we've got a whole plethora of matches this weekend in the Northern Premier League Premier Division. And here, with his Sherlock Holmes-esque magnifying glass, it's a big welcome back to North East football writer, Mr. Mark Rubbers joins us. Hello, Mark, how are you?
Some outstanding vocabulary there. Brilliant, loved it.
There was a lot going on there, and it was all unrehearsed. And I just went with it. So thank you for that.
Hey, it worked. good to be back on. Looking forward to it.
Well, good stuff. And we should say, we're pre-recording this preview on Thursday lunchtime. Look outside your window. Notice that it's quite windy, quite wet on occasions. And please do check social media before setting off to your game. And make sure you do stay safe this weekend as well with all the weather warnings. But Mark, we are back with league football after taking a little detour away for the FA Cup and the FA Trophy. It's a big weekend. And, well, we should start alphabetically and with the game of the weekend. We're going to suggest Ashton United against Radcliffe. It's third hosting first. It's a big game, and Ashton United obviously knocked out the FA Cup but bouncing straight back on Tuesday with that 5-0 win over Matlock Town. It's a big game, isn't it?
To me, this is one of the biggest games and the best games across all of non-league this weekend. I think it's all made up to be an absolute cracker. You look at Radcliffe's form. I mean, been unbelievable this season. I think it was only that defeat at Marine last month, wasn't it? But apart from that, they've been near faultless in the league, scoring goals left, right and centre. You know, we know the attack and threat that they've got, but they just look a constant threat going forward, scoring lots of goals. Yeah, you're right about Ashton as well. I mean, midweek, that was some win, wasn't it, against Matlock. Has really set this one up nicely. Although, yes, it was disappointing to lose against Kidderminster in the FA Cup. I think to go to a National League team and you know, make things awkward for them and make things difficult, that'll have given them belief. I'm at pains to absolutely sit on the fence with this one. I don't really want to, but I think they may well just cancel each other out. So I'll go for a high-scoring draw.
And it's a remarkable run of games that Radcliffe have had. If we throw in the FA Trophy for a qualifying round, they played Whitby, they played Macclesfield back in the league, they played Ilkeston, obviously last Saturday back in the league, and here they are playing Ashton United on Saturday. It's a big run of games that Radcliffe have had as well. And
I'll tell you what is funny is that I've just said a draw there, and Radcliffe and Ashton United are the only team other than Mask United not to draw a game in the league this season. So yeah.
Well, as we always say here on the NPL show, stats are there to be broken, and ordinarily they always are on this show. But there we go. Radcliffe travelling to Hurst Cross on Saturday. Watching on will be the team in that Radcliffe Ashton United butty. That's Warrington Rylands, and Warrington Rylands this weekend will be hosting Hyde United, which ordinarily would be game of the weekend as well. tough game for Warrington Rylands after their 1-1 draw away against Trinity.
Yeah, very. I mean, you look at Hyde and really starting to find some form across a number of competitions, other than midweek, obviously, when they went out of the County Cup. But they've got enough quality in there, and you look at Redshaw, I mean, he's really starting to find form and find the net, and he'd be a real threat. Rylands, I think, have been excellent so far this season. I'm not too sure too many people had thought they would start the season the way they have, 1-11 in the league. A real tough one for both sides, this, but I think Rylands might just have a little bit too much.
Now, let's go to the next game. That's Macclesfield travelling to Morpeth Town. Morpeth Town with their first away win in the league last weekend. We obviously heard from Craig Lynch. Morpeth Town been really good at home, though, this season, that's for sure. But Macclesfield, a lot of questions were asked after surrendering that 3-0 lead at Stainton Park a couple of weeks ago. Then another question with getting knocked out of the FA Cup against Alfreton Town. They answered that question, didn't they, with that away win at Marine midweek?
You know, sometimes there are questions asked of Macclesfield, and they've answered them really emphatically with that win at Marine. I mean, in front of a big crowd, a real challenge going there. You know, we know what Marine's ambitions are. We've seen the investment that's gone in there as well. So I think Macclesfield, that'll be arguably one of the biggest wins of the season. It won't be easy this weekend going to Morpeth. As you say, Morpeth are in really good form. When they're at home, they just look a solid outfit. And I mean, I've seen them 3 times this season, and they look completely transformed to what they were last year, where maybe it was a little bit more physical, it was a bit more direct. They do try and get the ball down and play it now. They don't really have strikers that can play that direct game. So it is a different challenge. I'm really looking forward to seeing how this one goes, because Morpeth could really put themselves in the playoff picture with a win, but not just because of the points, but I think it would be seen as a huge confidence boost for them. I'm going to go, this is probably going to be accused of Northeast bias, but I'm going to go for a narrow Morpeth win.
Okie dokie. Let's go to the team currently sitting fifth in the league table. That's the team we've mentioned moments ago, Marine. Marine this weekend will be hosting Lancaster City. Lancaster City haven't played since that FA Trophy exit earlier in the month at home to City Liverpool on penalties. They obviously got knocked out of the FA Cup as well at home to Ashton United. Not too sure what you could take from those cup exits there. But it's a tough game this weekend for Lancaster away at Marine. I think they'll just be wanting to get going again, won't they, after sitting things out for the last fortnight or so.
Yeah, it's always strange when that sort of thing happens mid-season, isn't it? And sometimes it can be difficult to regain momentum when you've had that sort of period of absence from not playing. Marine, as I said earlier, I really like the summer business. I think they've brought in some top players in this league and ones that have got experience of higher levels. I really think they will be, I think it's possibly a little stretch to say that they'll be title contenders, but certainly will be a threat to the playoffs and one of the favourites if they get in there. So, I'm going to go home win, because I think Marine have got they've got that momentum.
And speaking of momentum, that takes us to our next game, where Ilkeston Town will be hosting Geisler. Ilkeston, obviously, last week getting beat by Radcliffe by 3-0. They also conceded 3 goals against Walsall Wood in the FA Trophy the weekend earlier. So, Ian Deacon will be looking to get that momentum back that Ilkeston certainly had at the back end of September. But speaking of momentum, Geisler under Liam Tong, we heard from Liam earlier in the show, they're suddenly knocking on the door of the playoffs, only 3 points behind Marine all of a sudden. It's football's weird. I'm going to stop covering football now, Mark. I think I just can't get my head around it sometimes.
Well, I saw them up at Morpeth. That was the last game I was at Morpeth when they drew 1-1 and probably should have won the game, to be fair. It was a really late equaliser that prevented them getting all 3 points. But first half, I'll be honest, they could have been well beaten in the first half alone, because Morpeth dominated. But second half, whatever Liam said at half time clearly made an impact, because they looked a completely different side in the second half. Arguably should have won the game. But since then, I mean, you look at the amount of goals they're scoring, you look at the attack and threat, the experience they've got top end of the pitch. You know, they've got players like Tom Denton's of this world, who've obviously played at a much higher level as well. So this one's a really interesting one, because if you'd asked the question maybe a month ago, you would instantly have said more than likely an Ilkeston win, but the respective form sort of clouds that judgment a bit. I wouldn't be overly shocked if Geisler went there and picked up all 3 points.
That then takes us to this next game taking place at Borough Park. Workington will be hosting Gainsborough Trinity. Workington, we've just won defeat at Borough Park this season in the league. Gainsborough Trinity played five away from home, all defeats. I refer Mark Carruthers to my previous comments where I said stats are there to be broken. They certainly need to be broken this weekend for Russ Wilcox's side, that's for sure.
I think you've led me into a pretty obvious answer here, haven't you? No, again, working on the side that I've seen this season, didn't play to their potential when they were at Morpeth, were well beaten on the night, but there was still little threats that you could see, you know, the style of play. I know Terry Mitchell, the assistant manager there, very well from his time working at numerous clubs in the Northeast, and I know how he likes to play football. So, yeah, that one, I can't see any records being broken, so I apologise in advance to working fans, but I think it will be a home win.
Well, that's Workington taking on Gainsborough Trinity. What about Worksop Town sitting in ninth, 3 points outside the playoffs after just nine games played thus far because of their cup exploits? What a result last weekend against Boston United for Worksop Town. This weekend at Sandy Lane, they'll be hosting Bradford Park Avenue.
Yeah, I mean, Worksop, I saw them at Blyth Spartans in the FA Cup. It feels like about 5 weeks ago now, but it was two weeks ago. Really impressed with them, carried on the momentum from everything I saw from them last year in the Northern Premier East. Obvious goal-scoring threat, have confidence, have got momentum now from what they've done in recent weeks, and obviously last weekend's unbelievable result. I can't see anything other than a Worksop win. I think they'll be a genuine threat, top end of the table come the end of the season. I just look at the squad and there's so much experience in there and know-how, and you know, players that know how to grind out results in this league. It'll be a comfortable home win.
It is a remarkable feat because they've played Boston. You've got that high of trying to get up for a game like that. You continue that high by getting the result. Then you've got to play Bradford Park Avenue, which is, like you say, on paper, you'd assume would be a home win, but easier said than done. They've got Macclesfield on Tuesday night as well. And it's just, you can't overstate just how difficult it is to keep momentum going, especially at this stage of the season when you're coming in and out of different competitions. Let's go to Whitby Town. Whitby Town also, fantastic result on Tuesday night. Wow. Going back to what I just said, it's a tough ask. They're at home. They're taking on Matlock Town. This goes to show you just how strong this league is at the moment. If Whitby or Matlock make the playoffs, you wouldn't be surprised. At the moment, they're sitting 11th and 14th.
Well, I mean, I'm just looking at the table as we speak, and you know, you look at anyone from sort of Bamber Bridge upwards or within a couple of wins of the playoffs, which is crazy. I know we always say we're quite early in the season, but you know, we're coming up to sort of a third of the season gone already. So it's a fascinating league this year. It's a really fascinating division where it feels as if you can put a run of two or three results together, all of a sudden you're in with a real chance of the playoffs. Of course, it can work the other way as well. But yeah, firstly, I mean, massive credit to Whitby for that win, getting into the FA Cup and having a brilliant away tie at Bristol Rovers as well. Credit to Nathan Haslam and everyone at the club. It is always strange, I think, and me and you have been around clubs where this has happened, where you have a notable win in an FA Cup or a trophy or whatever, and then you come back to league games and all of a sudden it's kind of, it almost feels like a step down, and that's with all, no, you know, disrespect meant to anyone. It's just when you have that high of beating a club from a higher level, getting a result that you didn't expect, and then all of a sudden you're back in such an unforgiving environment as this division. It can be a tough challenge. I do think Whitby will win on Saturday. I think they'll just take that much confidence from the cup win that they'll get another win. But it'll be a tough one because Matlock, I think, you know, they'll want to turn that round. And it'll be, what better place to do it than bringing Whitby back down to earth?
Let's go to the teams down towards the bottom end of the table. Firstly, Stafford Rangers, they're taking on Bamber Bridge. I think we said this a couple of weeks ago with Stafford Rangers hosted Bradford Park Avenue. It's just about staying in touch with the likes of Gainsborough Trinity and especially Bamber Bridge. 6 points the gap between these two teams. Stafford could do with a result here, especially when they're taking on Radcliffe on Tuesday night at Stainton Park.
Well, it's that psychological impact of that dotted line, isn't it? If you're one side of it, then you feel as if everything's going against you. If you can get out of there, then you can really kick on. And for Stafford, I mean, depending on what Bradford Park Avenue do, it works up. Stafford can get a win, then you know all of a sudden they're on the right side of that line, and probably looking at, can we reel in more clubs above such as the closeness of the clubs above them. But yeah, this one, it's a big game, I think, for both sides. I mean, if Bamber Bridge can go there and win, you know, they could go, what, as high as 11th, I think it is, 11th, 12th, which would be a big plus. I mean, they wouldn't be too far clear in terms of points, but those positions are always a bit of space. But I don't know, I just feel this one, Stafford might get the win that they need to get out of that bottom four and really kick on.
And also in the relegation place at the moment is Basford United. Basford this weekend will be hosting FC United. FC United coming off the back of that defeat against Morpeth Town last weekend in the league. Basford also suffering a defeat last weekend. Basford need a result here, don't they? And at the same time, FC United needs to bounce back after that home loss.
I'm not sure there's been two more contrasting fixtures between the same sides in the space of 7 days than Morpeth and FC United. I mean, I wasn't at the game at Craig Park.
Do you want my review? Basically, FC United had four shots that went in their win, and coming back to Broaders Park, Morpeth had five shots that went in. That's essentially what happened. Talk about taking your chances. I think that those two matches are.
So the most clinical side won. That's basically. Yeah, I mean, Basford, you know, that defeat against Mask, it's kind of a double hit for them, isn't it? Because they've probably gone into that game thinking, right, we can beat Mask and we can get something going, get a bit of confidence flowing. But to lose against a side around you in the table, it felt like a real 6-pointer, as bad a cliche as that is. So it's a long way back from a defeat like that. The confidence will have been hit. You would expect FC United will want to bounce back from what happened against Morpeth last week, because they're a far better side than that result suggests, as they proved 7 days earlier against Morpeth. So, yeah, it's a really interesting game, this one, but I think FC will go there and win.
Did someone mention 6-pointers? So I think someone did earlier. But let's go to the last fixture that we need to talk about for this weekend. That takes us to a really important game, Atherton Colls against Mask United. Mentioned earlier to Graham, it's a big fortnight for the club. This is the second part. It's a must-win for both teams.
Oh, without question. I mean, for Mask, it's a huge opportunity to really build on last week. It's funny because I look at the Mask side and there's a lot of quality in there and a lot of players that have, you know, the likes of Adam Boyes and Jason Kennedy that have played a higher level. Matthew Cornish did it last year in the National League North with Blythe. They have threats. They've got players that are capable of really competing at this level, but for whatever reason, it just hasn't quite happened for them this season. But you would hope, I mean, ending that losing streak was huge for them last weekend. And from a Mask point of view, you would hope they can do it again this year, because they've got a tricky little run of fixtures coming up. Ones that they'll probably view as winnable, but also if they can't take points from them, then they're going to get further and further away from safety. Yeah, Atherton, another one, it just hasn't happened this year for them yet. I do think Mask, because of what happened last week, will go and get a win there. But this one, again, it could go either way.
And there are some midweek games as well. On Monday night, Bradford Park Avenue will be hosting Whitby Town. And then on Tuesday, loads of fixtures. I refer you all to the npl.co.uk. And just a reminder, do check social media before setting off to your game this weekend. We are pre-recording this fixture preview with Mark on Thursday afternoon. And Mark, just before you go, you've been busy this past week with the news coming out of Gateshead and South Shields. How can people keep across all your work and what's coming up for you this weekend?
Yeah, interesting week to say the least, with Mike Williamson taking the MK Dons job from Gateshead and Jeff Thompson putting South Shields up for sale. I'm actually at South Shields on Saturday. They play Kings Lynn in the National League North. And yes, be doing a report for the local press up here in the region. So you can keep up to date with my work at MarkCruthers_.
Well, Mark Carruthers, a big, big thank you for taking the time out of your day to join us for this fixture preview. Best of luck this weekend covering football in the northeast of England, and we'll catch up again very soon.
Thank you.
Well, a big thank you to Mark Carruthers for joining me on this week's show. But that's it for this week's edition of the NPL show. Big thank you to James Hayes and to all the managers as well who've joined me. Remember, for all the latest goings on from the world of the Northern Premier League, you can visit the website www.thenpl.co.uk. And just a reminder, this show is pre-recorded. Please make sure that you do check social media before setting off to your match this weekend. But I'm in Ben, and you all make sure you all have a lovely and safe weekend. You take care. Bye-bye.